Well, everybody, happy day after Memorial Day 2023. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and thank you for being with us today. And I hope you had a good holiday yesterday and over the long weekend, I might add. I hope you had a safe one, too. We're going to be talking today to our good friends over at Benetech. We're going to talk about digital inclusion for equitable classrooms, which is a long way of saying that Benetech is a company that, as a free service, helps kids with visual and other challenges get the books they need so they can read. And that's the short way of explaining it. We're going to have Lisa Waiters and Nancy Brown, okay, visiting with us today from Benetech, and they're going to tell us all about it. And also, we're going to highlight what they're doing. Nancy works specifically in Detroit. Okay, we're going to talk about specifics about how she's working with the Detroit educational community and all that. And we'll talk to Lisa as well and have a really nice conversation with my good friends over at Benetech Bookshare. Okay, Benetech.com, Bookshare.org. Go over there, check it out. Do I have that right? Actually, I want to make sure. Is it Benetech.org? It's Benetech.org and Bookshare.org. Okay, hope I got that right. Okay, we'll talk all about it with the ladies. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. ace-ed.org. That's the home website for American Consortium for Equity in Education. And go over there, you'll see our online journal, which is called Equity in Access. We're putting together a brand new issue as I speak. It'll be up probably June 1st or 2nd up on site. Should be an excellent issue, just like they all are, I might add. And all the podcasts are over there as well. Please, everything we do over there at ace-ed.org is free for educators, so feel free to go over. If you want to subscribe to the magazine, that's free too. Just let us know. There's a way to do that over there. Also, you'll see an icon for the awards, and those are the Excellence in Equity Awards. Again, it's ace-ed.org/awards in that case. Nominations are now open for the 2023 Excellence in Equity Awards, and the nomination process is open until August 4th. It's free for educators, but now is the best time, literally. The early bird period goes only into a couple of more days for companies, giving companies the best pricing if they wish to nominate their products or sponsor educators or whatever. The early bird period closes June 2nd. All right, so please, everybody, give a listen. On our website, you'll find 29 categories dedicated to companies and organizations and products and leaders, along with 15 categories for educators, paraprofessionals, and support staff of all roles. 20 of the categories are all new this year, so please be sure to check it all out. We had 160-plus nominees last year, over 50 winners 2022, and now in 2023, we're looking to highlight and celebrate even more contributions to equity and access this year. It's really a nice thing. It's fun. We're very proud of it. And again, the nomination process open till August 4th, free for educators, but the early bird period for companies for the best pricing is only a few more days, till June 2nd. And again, it's all at ace-ed.org. You'll see the icon there, but you can go ace-ed.org/awards. And if you have questions, please ask over at awards. Send us an email, awards@ace-ed.org. And as I say, we're pretty proud of what we're doing. And we devote a whole issue every year to the winners. So please get involved in our awards situation there and the whole program that we do. So without further ado, let me bring on Lisa and Nancy. I'll say hello. Nancy, how are you? It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I am fine. How are you? How's life in Detroit today?
Life is great in Detroit. We finally have consistently warm weather. It's wonderful.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I live in Maine, and I used to live in Chicago, so believe me, I know what you're waiting. We've been waiting for spring for a long time, and now summer, et cetera, so it's really great to have you here, Nancy. We're going to talk about all that, et cetera. Are you there, Lisa Waiters?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you. It's nice to have you here again. And I do want to mention we were going to have my good friend, who's actually from Maine as well, Joe Rasaputi, over the chief business officer at Benetech. A family emergency came up. He couldn't be this. And Lisa gallantly stepped into his wide boots. We appreciate it, Lisa.
Anytime, anytime.
Short notice there, but we do appreciate it because I love what you and the company does and what Nancy and the company does, and it's all good stuff. I want to talk about this, and I gave the brief explanation. I'll throw this to Lisa. We'll start off there. Okay, Lisa, just tell us all about Bookshare, Benetech, et cetera.
Sure. So Bookshare is a product of Benetech. Benetech is the parent company,
yeah.
And as you pointed out earlier, you know, it is Benetech.org and Bookshare.org. Bookshare was developed about 20 years ago to provide access to content that would be prohibited, you know, if you had a visual impairment or a learning disability or maybe couldn't read a traditional printed book. And so over the last 20 so years, we have grown our collection to over 1 million titles in five different formats. It is, you know, it is a tool that is free for all U.S. students in schools. It's available for adults. We have a presence in countries all around the world, have books in all kinds of languages. But really what it is it's the way for people to get access to information in the way that works for them, on their phones, their tablets, their computers, their refreshable Braille devices, hard copy Braille, however they need to access that information, Bookshare provides that access so that they can read the books they want to read. They can upskill if they're job seekers. They can, you know, students can learn and participate with their textbooks, and really opens up opportunities for people who would previously have been hitting barriers when they wanted to read these types of books.
Yeah, it's time those barriers were put down, by the way. I love what you guys do. It's Benetech.org and Bookshare.org. And you said the magic word, if I may, Lisa. It's free. It's free. Okay, so please, if you have anyone with a learning, if you have a student with a learning challenge, okay, or a visual challenge in particular, okay, please, Benetech.org, Bookshare.org, please. They want you to use this service. Would that be correct, please? We want
that
you to use this. Yeah.
I do want to give credit, too, that the reason why access to Bookshare is free for all U.S. students in schools is thanks to a grant from the Department of Education. Specifically the Department of Special Education, right? And so they have given us a grant that we are able to do this work for students for free.
Right. And by the way, I just want to say, let me give you a nicer introduction, Lisa, before I move over to Nancy. Okay. Lisa oversees outreach, community, and advocacy services for Benetech's Bookshare initiative. Bookshare is part of Benetech. Okay. And she has a doctor, Dr. Waiters. You have a PhD in special education and policy from UC Berkeley, pretty good school, San Francisco State University, as well as an MA in special education. Do you need me to tell you that? It is a good school, Berkeley. Okay, from Santa Clara, and you're based in D.C., and I wanted to give you a nicer introduction. And let me do even a better one for Nancy, if I may. Thank you. Okay, Lisa, Nancy Brown works at the Detroit Benetech Bookshare as the Bookshare Benetech Outreach Coordinator, and you're the one who partners with local school districts in and around Detroit and community organizations to expand Bookshare memberships and utilization. I want to make a point about that, and Lisa just helped along. Thanks to this grant, a generous grant from your government at work, I might add, okay, they not only want you to take advantage of this, they work hard to get you to take advantage of this for your students. Okay, it's that simple. Okay, and you're amazing, Nancy. Okay, you spent over 30 years in Michigan, if I may read this, as a teacher of the blind, bless your heart, and visually impaired, and also the assistant technology coordinator for Detroit, Southfield, and Ann Arbor Public Schools. Okay, I mean, it's just amazing. You partner with community organizations, offer free annual summer literacy and STEM camps for youth in the city of Detroit. How'd you get involved in all this?
Well, you know what? I ask myself that all the time. How did I end up as a teacher of the blind and visually impaired? You know, when I was in undergrad, it seems like my friends who were going into special ed were all going into cognitive impairments. Back then it was called mentally impaired.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I kind of wanted to set myself apart. I didn't want to have to compete with them for jobs. I thought about it, and Stevie Wonder was one of my favorite artists, so I put two and two together, and here I am. And it's been it's been wonderful.
Well, are you yourself visually impaired, if I may ask?
No, I'm not.
Wow. I tell you, it's just amazing, you know, how hard you must work to get all this and all this done, et cetera. And I know that you are the blind and visually impaired as well as assistive technology program coordinator for Detroit, which is a large district, Southfield and Ann Arbor Public Schools. That covers a big distance and three different districts. Okay. Are they all working together on this or do you work them separately? How's that work?
No, I worked with them separately. So I work for Detroit Public Schools. It's now called Detroit Public Schools Community District. You'll hear me refer to it as DPSCD. But I worked for Detroit Public Schools, and that's where I attended as a student, and I retired from Detroit Public Schools. And then after I retired, I was kind of recruited by a woman who used to be a supervisor in Detroit Special Ed, and she moved on to Southfield as a director and then on to Ann Arbor as assistant superintendent. And she kind of recruited me to come along and set up programs for the district.
It's really great. I want you both to know, I'm going to preface this, that you're both going to send me a postcard. When the time comes, you're both going to heaven. Send me a postcard.
Will do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's both of you. You too, Lisa. Okay, you two are amazing, I got to tell you. And the company you work with, okay, Benetech, is equally amazing. And they're very concerned about educational equity. And this is how we've gotten to know each other so well over the years. Okay, and I'm going to swing back over to that doctor from Berkeley, okay, who's now in the D.C. area. Lisa, talk about, you know, when we talk about educational equity, when you think of those words, how's that work for you and Benetech?
Yeah, so, you know, both Nancy and I would be happy to send you postcards. So you'll be there as well with the great work here.
I don't know. I'm teetering on the edge. You guys are guaranteed. You know, that's all I can tell you.
You know, Benetech believes that equitable access to education is actually a human right, right? It's not just it's a nice to have, but that every person deserves equitable access. And we do this by providing technology and services to empower all of our learners, regardless of their ability and regardless of the barriers that they have. And we know that kids who are living in certain zip codes or certain socioeconomic or racial, or may face racial discrimination, you know, so what we want to do and what we've been doing over the last, 15, 20 years is we provide not just access to Bookshare, we also provide services for U.S. students through community outreach with parents and educators.
Yeah.
We local nonprofits. We create culturally responsive content and learning materials. And we also provide training and coaching so that the educators that are working with the students are working with them to help support them to be the best student that they could be. And you're going to talk to Nancy quite a bit about Detroit, but I just wanted to a little bit about where we are focusing a lot of our work. As I mentioned, we are a global organization, and we do work in the U.S., India, Kenya, and the Philippines primarily. But in the U.S. specifically, we have a targeted focus on five carefully selected targeted areas in the country where we feel we can help increase educational equity through the use of Bookshare and our services. And they would be Albuquerque, New Mexico, Atlanta, Georgia, Clark County, Nevada, Memphis, Tennessee, and of course, Nancy in Detroit, Michigan. So, when we talk about equitable education, we want to make sure that all of the 8 million K-12 U.S. students who have a learning disability or have a visual impairment or a physical disability that prohibits them from reading traditional books have access to the information they need in the way they need it when they need it. And we think that will definitely make a huge difference in making education more equitable for all learners.
Absolutely, it does. Without question, it does. And as I say, you guys just do incredible work. And I have to ask, and this is a key question, Nancy, you work with or you worked with and you still do work with, okay, kids in Detroit. And I'm using Detroit as an example because it's one of yours. We could say the same thing about a big city like Atlanta, Memphis, okay, the other ones that were mentioned, okay? But the urban education is always struggling for funds, all right? It's that simple, okay? And as we all saw the NAEP scores recently, okay, we need to do better. Okay, we just need to do better. Not that everybody's not trying. I don't mean it that way, but we need to do better. All right? And then you add to it a child who is blind or visually impaired. Okay? And also you're an expert in assistive technology, all right, which has to do with this as well. But just talk about what it's like to be a teacher of the blind in an urban area which may be struggling already to get their schools better and better and better. And put yourself as you were in the position of being a teacher of the blind. How the hell are resources in that regard, et cetera? This, to me, is why Bookshare is so important.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I've worked with children who are blind and visually impaired in the classroom for about 15 years. And so, you know, Detroit Public Schools Community District, it's a big district, but it's a close-knit district, and the people there are really working on behalf of the students. And of course, you know, funds are limited to a degree, but a lot of the funding for school being based on property taxes, you know, as well as state revenues. But it was really a pleasure working with these kids. You know, they're always the nicest kids, and I always had very small classrooms. I had to transcribe all of their print materials, their handouts. I had to transcribe it into Braille. So we used a lot of technology. So very tech-driven instruction. Mm-hmm. And that's really how I ended up in the area of assistive technology, because I would change with the technology for my students. We were early adopters to text-to-speech. So we used text-to-speech early, and it was necessary to work with text-to-speech for my students. So, you know, it's just we did a lot of fundraising. The parents were involved, and special ed department was very involved. So, you know, I had a lot of support.
But still, to me, this is why the Bookshare is so important, bookshare.org. I mean, if we don't train these students who are visually impaired, we lose them, okay? And they are as intelligent, okay, as any other kid there is, all right? And you know, this is why this is so important to give them what they need. I just hope everybody takes advantage. And I want to say something else. I don't care where you are in the country. If you have a student who is blind or visually impaired or needs some sort of assistive technology to read, okay, please contact Bookshare, okay, at bookshare.org. Please, they want you to contact them. You don't have to be in a big urban city, okay? You can be anywhere in the country. Go ahead.
And you know, it's really important to get the word out. And so, Larry, coming on your show today is one way to do that. So I thank you for that. It has a lot to do with leveraging, getting the word out has a lot to do with leveraging special relationships that I developed over the years, working with school administrators and community leaders and communicating with various community organizations that offer tutoring and other educational programs to get the word out. And then churches, because there are over 800 churches in the city of Detroit. So that's, you know, I'm active in my church, and, you know, getting the word out through churches is a big deal. But, you know, I want to take a moment to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Okay, I want to take a moment to give a shout out to my friend and colleague, Lauren Carter Nzoma. And Lauren's the Assistant Superintendent of Exceptional Student Education with Detroit Public Schools Community District.
Good for her.
We go back many years to Ann Arbor Public School. And when she left Ann Arbor Public School, she went over to Detroit as the assistant superintendent. So she, you know, so when I got to Detroit, she was already there. And she's opened the doors and made it possible for me to navigate within Detroit Public Schools I leveraged our friendship to get things done. And I appreciate the fact that she allows me to do that.
Good
yeah.
for you. Good for her. That's exactly what you're supposed to do, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. And you're both working towards the same end. You know, you want to help the kids.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And, you know, you brought up something really interesting. I want to swing back to Lisa here. Lisa, you oversee, Dr. Waiters, oversee outreach and community and advocacy work for Bookshare. And, you know, Nancy just talked about it, how she's done it over the years in the Detroit area. Just talk about it nationally. I mean, you're a San Francisco girl. You're a California girl who's for some reason has decided you like winter and cherry blossom, so you're going to D.C. Okay, so talk to me about how you manage all that outreach and community and advocacy work for Benetech and get that word out, please.
And definitely. So, I am a San Francisco girl, and I did relocate.
Yes, you are.
The cherry blossoms are gorgeous, so you can't fight with that. and we get seasons. We definitely get seasons, which is nice as well. But you know, we have done national outreach for the entire time Bookshare has been in existence. And we have, you know, we continue to do that work. In fact, there are people on staff who their primary job is to facilitate national outreach because, as you mentioned, you don't have to live in an urban area. You don't have to live in one of these targeted districts to access Bookshare. It is available for all qualified students around the country. And, you know, we continue to do that national outreach because we know that there are kids who would benefit in all corners of the U.S. You know, if we look at the people that we serve, you know, we know that one in five students learns differently. And, you know, we want to help students increase their opportunities to learn and decrease the opportunities for them to drop out of school and have other barriers. So on a national perspective, we take sort of a nested approach. And so at the center of our approach, whether it's in our targeted districts or nationally, we have the students and the teachers at heart, right? Everything we do thinks about the students and the teachers with whom we're serving. Then we, on one side of that circle, focus on content. We want to make sure we have high impact, high quality materials that meet rigorous quality standards and that are needed by the students, right? So having accessible STEM materials, having teacher-created materials, and having material diverse authors and voices helps change the face of that inclusive education. Now, when you pair that with technology, you know, I had mentioned kids and, you know, teachers can use the books in whatever way works for them, but really having simple and streamlined tools and services that meet the students' and teachers' needs and meet them where they're at really eliminates any barriers people may have around their belief about using technology in the classroom. There's working towards better integration into other platforms that teachers are already using, right? So right now, if I reiterate, we have students and teachers in the center, and then we have the content and technology shaking hands around them. Beyond that, there's another realm, right? There's engagement. So a lot of the national work we do combines high touch, deep engagement in these underserved communities, as well as a broad, customized, nationwide perspective, right? So we do marketing campaigns, and we really want to make sure we are all the places where teachers might be who are looking for opportunities to help their kids. And then, you know, it's one thing to know about Bookshare, but you need that handshake with capacity building. So by having high training and technical assistance, we can make sure that educators, students, and caregivers know how to effectively access and use this content. And, you know, while that's all great, we wrap that entire nested model into data. You know, we look at the data of the people who are using our product to help support them better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does the usage look like? How do we increase that usage, right? If you read one book, that's great, but wouldn't it be great if you had all the books you needed? Do we have the content that you need, right? And going back to the other pieces that are in that model. And then, you know, we use this data to improve Bookshare on delivery of both, you know, what it offers as well as how people interact with it. And so, on, you know, on that national level, it's a broader sense of the work we're doing in the targeted districts. And so, you know, really supporting a large group as opposed to understanding the unique needs in Detroit. And so Nancy has some great stories about, you know, students and teachers who have really benefited from the work that she's been doing.
Oh, we're going to hear them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to ask you a couple of things. I have to ask you something. You mentioned, you said Detroit, you said Atlanta. Okay. I can't remember some of the others, but I did work down Albuquerque. Okay. Which mm-hmm. brought up the question in my mind of language. You know, when I think of Albuquerque, it's New Mexico. A lot of people are of Latino descent. Okay. And I just want you to talk about this. We can, if kids need different languages, I think of, you know, a text-to-speech and it's in English. Okay. By the way, I speak English. Okay. I'm American. I only speak English. Mm-hmm. All right. But there's a lot of kids who need it in Spanish. Okay. And are we there? I'll stick with Lisa on this one. Lisa, are we there with language help for the kids?
Yes, absolutely. So Bookshare is available in over 30 languages, Spanish being probably our second largest to English.
Yeah.
You brought up specifically Albuquerque, and there's other populations in Albuquerque beyond Spanish speaking, English speaking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tribal languages, and so we've been doing some work in in the communities around Albuquerque to try to bring more content in Diné and more content that is relevant to the populations that are living in those areas.
Yeah, just put a big smile on my face. I hadn't even thought of that. Okay, that's just great that you're able to do that. And you said something else before I get back to Nancy. You said you want people to use all the products of Benetech. Okay, and I just want you, and if you want to do, or you want to pass it to Nancy again, all the product. What are all the products? I mean, it's not just text to speech. There's more. Do you just want to go down that list or something? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when people think of the products at Benetech, they often think of just Bookshare. And so while Bookshare is a wonderful tool, within Bookshare, you have the ability to use text-to-speech options, or you have the ability to use refreshable Braille. You have the ability to use Word. That's another format. Or you might just want to listen to Bookshare, you know, on your MP3 player or your phone. And so there's a variety of different ways you can actually use Bookshare themselves. But we also create a lot of content around support and training. And if you go to Bookshare.org, we have a help center and a training center where we have videos and we have documents so that if a teacher wants to get started with their student tomorrow, they have all the resources that they need right at their hands. And so while it may not be a product in the sense of, you know, some other kind of Bookshare, you know, equivalent, we are really building out our breadth of opportunities to help support students and teachers interact with a variety of kinds of learning materials. We've been doing a lot of work around STEM. How do we increase STEM content in books? We've been working, you know, with PageAI, which is a user interface that allows educators and students to transform teacher-created content. It's not there yet. We're developing that. I should step back.
Well,
we are developing.
Well,
we're using PageAI currently to identify math equations in books to put that back in the Bookshare book, but we want to take that further. And so this current grant that was started in October of 2022, you know, we have a lot of opportunities to grow our offerings and our products so that by the time, you know, this particular grant cycle is complete, we hope to have even more opportunities to integrate with educational materials or the materials that kids need to learn.
And I can't wait to see what you guys do with AI. You don't have to comment on that now, but you know that all that's coming down the pike without question. I mean, this AI is going to be absolutely amazing. I love this part. I want to go back to Nancy, and thank you, Lise, for all of that. Okay, Nance, give us some fun, good examples, your favorite stories, your heartwarming stories, so to speak, of the work you've done with Benetech Bookshare and with the kids who have used it over the years in Detroit, and the families, I might add. Nancy. Give us the anecdotes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
fun.
What? One of the stories that really sticks with me is about a young man. He was in the juvenile detention facility in Detroit, and this was a pretty big kid. He was a gentle giant, and so I worked with him. I came into the facility to do an assessment, a needs assessment for the program for special ed, and I met this young man, and I was really affected by him, and I believe that he was as affected by Bookshare. So he was a struggling reader. Yeah, he was a struggling reader, and he had trouble reading his assignments. The teacher read his assignments to him aloud, you know, in front of the other students. And so, of course, some of the other students teased him a little bit about it. And this student, he used to self-medicate with alcohol and other substances to deal with his stress. And so right around the time that I was doing this assessment, this program assessment, the teacher we were able to get him assessed, and we found out that he did have a certifiable learning disability. And so we were able to set him up with Bookshare. But prior to that, you know, he was typical. He had poor self-esteem. Mm-hmm. His academics suffered. You know, he began to act out in class. And then when he was identified and we set him up with a Bookshare account, things changed for him. His life mm-hmm. changed. And within a short period of time, we began to notice that he focused more. You know, he started enjoying school, and he became quite popular. And so, you know, he was one of the most profound examples for me because, you know, he was in the juvenile system.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
So I hope wherever he is right now that, you know, he's still using Bookshare and
he's
utilizing
probably somewhere
it
good.
And
making yeah,
it.
He's probably somewhere
I hope
good.
So.
And you know, that little story brings up something really interesting. This kid was in the detention center. Okay, so obviously he was accused of or did something or fell into a bad group or whatever the case may be. He was in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what happened, but whatever. Okay, the point is, this child wanted to learn. The minute he got access
exactly.
to learning, okay, his world changed. Okay, that's
yeah.
simple. All right. And he wanted to, you know, and I always say this, and this is true so many times, you know, we have to give every kid a very rigorous education. They will usually
yeah.
rise to the occasion. We tend to think, oh, these kids are stupid. Okay, so we'll put them on a lower level, the lower level book or something. No, you give a kid an opportunity, 99% of the time, probably they're going to rise to the occasion. And this child was a perfect example of that. And
yes.
then when you have to put the right tools in, and again, I will say everything Bookshare and Benetech does is free. Okay? But look what it took.
Free.
It took him being in the detention center, all that work from let's say, the police, okay, and the school district, and it wasn't working. Okay? All these people involved
exactly.
in what they needed was a tool that allowed the kid to work and learn, and then boom, look what happens. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. What other stories can you share with us? Okay, I think it's really cool. And go ahead. I just want to hear another one.
That was great. Okay, I'll give you
yeah.
another story.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to circle back to some great programs that we've got going on.
Okay.
So we have a mother-daughter duo. In Detroit Public Schools, Miss Nathan and her daughter Tyrese, and they just joined us in our April 5th Educational Equity Inspiring Voices from Detroit. So they were both the mother was there, and the mother and daughter, we showed a video, but they are one success story. So the mother is dyslexic, the daughter has autism and reading challenges, And they've just been great promoters, ambassadors for Bookshare. So it really it bonded these two together. The daughter didn't like to read. You know, she was not having a good time in school, of course. And so when the mother learned about Bookshare and opened an account, she was able to open an account for her daughter.
Wow.
And they bonded through the use of Bookshare. They used the accommodations that Bookshare offers, and they are, you know, great promoters of it. And I say this, that when parents find out about Bookshare, you know, parents just want to help their children. It's painful when your child is suffering and not successful in school. And so when parents find out about the program, they share that information with other parents. And so,
how did mom find out about Bookshare? How did mom find out about Bookshare?
Well, you know, mom is promotes the, for DPSCD, she promotes the parent advocacy group. And so I was doing a workshop and for parents, and she found out about Bookshare. And the rest is history.
Wow.
And
so,
yeah, so she really promotes it for us, and that's just a great thing. Same thing with teachers. You know, they are looking, when they come to me, they're looking for a way to support their children and to remove barriers to learning and provide equity and literacy. And so when I work with them, they work with their children, their students, then they promote us. So it's, you know, it's not hard to promote Bookshare because it's such a valuable tool.
Yeah.
It's it doesn't take a lot to see the value added there. And so, you know, it's really a labor of love for me. You know, I'm not selling a product that I don't believe in. And it's a free product. So it's really wonderful.
Thank you for saying free again. Yeah, I you know, you're absolutely right. And I always say this, okay, about a product like Bookshare that Benetech does, okay, is that we always talk about under-resourced schools. And the reason under-resourced schools are under-resourced is because they don't have the budget, okay, to make things happen. But there are so many things out there that are great and free. Okay, and we try to get the word out on these on great resources like this that are free. Okay, so any district across the country, okay, if you have a kid who's visually impaired, I'll say that, or assistive technology needed, you got to get in touch with Bookshare. It's that simple. And you wanted to say something before we leave here, Nancy, about the programs. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So we, you know, as we see the educational pathways evolve outside of school, it's equally important to understand that partnerships are necessary to scale the Bookshare. And so, you know, we kind of utilize the it takes a village approach where we rely on community engagement. And when we say community engagement, when we say community, we're not just talking about schools. We're talking about community-based organizations like Black United Fund of Michigan, Downtown Boxing Gym, Center for Success Network, 313 Reads. We work with parents groups like the Parents Academy and Family and Community Engagement in Detroit, and student advocacy groups like Brilliant Detroit and Detroit Parent Network, just to name a few. And so I have a special, in fact, we're meeting today. I'm hopefully starting a special partnership with Elise Hartman of Birdie's Bookmobile. And so what Birdie's Bookmobile does is it dedicates, it's dedicated to eliminating book deserts in underserved neighborhoods like Detroit. So she has a bookmobile. She goes out into the neighborhood, and she gifts students with books. And so we're exploring. So she has the hard copy books. So we're exploring a relationship where Bookshare will provide the digital copies for children in the family who can't access books in the print books in a traditional manner. So they would access Bookshare. And Birdie's Bookmobile would provide the hard copies. So everybody's involved in the learning process and the reading process. So we're really excited about that as well.
That's excellent. And by the way, I'm looking it up right now. Anybody who wants to, you can go over. This is great stuff. It's End. There's a podcast. I don't know if you know this, Nancy, called endbookdeserts.com. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. No, I did
They're
not.
Great. Yeah, good friends of ours.
I'll look that up.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Book, just Google it, endbookdeserts.com. I was going to bring it up as you were talking. You used the exact same phrase. That book deserts thing is terrible. Okay, we talk about food deserts all the time, okay, which are bad enough.
Yeah.
Okay, but book deserts, well, obviously you need food, but you need literacy too. You have to be literate to get by in this world. And if kids don't have access to real, I don't have to get into that. Everybody knows where I'm going there. Okay, End Book Deserts. Just check it out, endbookdeserts.com. Okay, everybody, you guys too. Both of you, Lisa, thank you. This was great.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk about Bookshare today.
You and all your friends at Benetech Bookshare know you're always welcome here. Believe me, you're always welcome here. Okay, go over and see what we do, both of you, over at ace-ed.org. I invite you both, and I always say this to my good friends over at Benetech. You're always invited to write for our magazine and our websites. We loved your stuff.
Thanks so much for having me, Jay.
Take advantage. Nancy, keep up the good work, okay? I'm sorry about the Lions.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about the Lions.
Oh. and the Pistons and
Red
Wings.
I know.
But we keep them alive.
And the Commanders, at least, the Commanders are on their way up. So let's not worry about that. Okay.
Yeah, I can't start that conversation because I'm not a Commanders fan. I've been a lifelong New York Giants fan, so.
We have to talk about that because I grew up in Philadelphia, so I may not have to bar you from the podcast from that one.
My husband's a diehard Eagles fan, so maybe.
So there you go. You're back in my good graces. That's good.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you both very, very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bookshare and BenetechBoth.org. Okay, Carrie over at Benetech, thank you for helping me set up the show. And Joel, if you ever listen to this, I hope everything is okay with that emergency. Sorry you weren't here, but you're welcome here anytime. You know that, buddy. Okay, we're going to archive at ace-ed.org. Okay, please check out everything we do, including that awards program. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thank you, Bookshare. Thank you, Benetech. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good day.